for a purpose.
Yes, amen.
He died for a purpose.
Yes, he
did. Dear friends, if you would like to today, turn with us in your Bibles to the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 15. Lord willing, today, for just the next few moments, we want to begin reading in verse number 33 of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15. And in verse 33, the Word of God says, "And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, "Behold, he calleth Elias." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down."
Yeah.
And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this upon our heart, He began to speak to us, revealing to us, giving to us, reminding to us why that He died in the way that He died. You may be here today, and I want you to understand something today, dear friend. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He died for a purpose. You might say, "Brother Lynn, what is that purpose?" I tell you, friends, that purpose was us. I thought about that a lot these days of late, because when we think about dying and we think about death, we think about grieving, we think about heaviness of heart. But I tell you today, when my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ dismissed His spirit and gave up the ghost on Calvary, praise be to God, that's a joyous time. That was a joyous thing, because I can tell you today, because of His death, praise God, I can live. And I tell you today, dear friends, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're dead today. But I want you to tell you today, upon the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, you can live today to your faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." I tell you today, He died for a purpose. He died, praise God, for you. I looked at the Word of God and the Holy Spirit led us to this passage. When you see there that Jesus Christ was hung there on that old cruel tree, the Bible teaches us that there were those that were there. His mother was there. Some women was there. John the Apostle was there. Their heart was heavy. They were full of grief, anguish, and pain. But I can tell you today, through the glorious sacrifice of the Lamb of God, that waste of turmoil that was in their life was raced away by the power of God. You may be here today. You may be going through much in way of trial and tribulation, hardship, darkness, and pain. The things in life may be too big for you, but praise be to God, there is nothing too big or too great for the One who died for a purpose. I want you to understand that today, dear friends. For when Jesus cried out from the cross and said, "It is finished," I want you to understand something. That was a victory cry. A victory cry. You say, "Brother Lynn, I'm battling. I'm facing many battles in my life." I want you to understand something today, my friends. Because of what Jesus did on Golgotha at the place of the skull, your battles has already been won through the blood of the Lamb. I want you to understand something today. The Lord Jesus Christ, He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the very best for you. And He has a desire today to prepare you a place in glory. The Lord Jesus Christ has a desire. You know something? There was a man who was very troubled. The Bible says he was Nicodemus. He was a man that had much clout, a Pharisee, a Sanhedrin, a man of much authority. He came to Jesus at night. He had a lot. He had credentials. But you know what Jesus said to him? It's what Jesus says to us. He said, "Ye must be born again." What he's saying? He is saying, "Nicodemus, I came for a purpose. I came and I died so that you, praise God, can live." It ain't about what you got or what belongs to you or what you belong to. What it is about is knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you had a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through the purpose of the Son of God. Amen. We're here just for a brief time. The Bible says that life is like a vapor. You may be here today. You may be young. You may be pretty strong. But I can tell you today, though years will elapse, and one day you will find your destiny. It was God's Son. It was His Son who came for a purpose to bring to you a hope, a joy, and a peace in your heart that will sustain you and enable you to rise above the pitfalls and the hardships of life. That was, that is, and it forever will be the purpose of God. Amen. To bring to you what you need. He died for a purpose. Amen. He died for a purpose. We sometimes don't think about that, but He did. He didn't have to. He chose to. It wasn't those Roman nails that held Him to the cross. It was the love that He had for you and I. It was the love of God that held Him there. It was the love of God to take away the sins of the world and apply to Himself as the sacrificial Lamb of God. The Bible teaches us in verse number 18 of John, chapter number 10. "No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Oh, why did God do what He did? Because He wanted a sinner like me to be saved by His wonderful grace. That was, that is, and forever will be the purpose of His dying. But praise be to God. Jesus didn't stay in that grave because the Bible teaches us on that third and appointed day, He arose victorious over hell, death, and the grave. And today, dear friends, as we're here in this dispensation of grace, I tell you, my Lord, He holds the keys. He holds the keys. Oh, what does keys do? Keys unlocks things. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ can unlock and open to you things that's beyond all your comprehension. What my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is willing to do for you, what's needed in your life, so that you today can experience that lively hope of God.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, the Gospel of John, John 16, verse 22. Jesus knew that hearts would be heavy. Hearts are heavy today. The same Lord that was in the midst of His disciples is the same Lord that's in the midst of us today. Jesus tells us, "And now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." What's that saying? It is saying this, dear friends. What the Lord Jesus Christ places in your life and in your heart and saves your soul, not all the devils in hell can rip away what the Lord of God can give. Oh, that was His purpose today. To bring peace and to share His love with one and all in hope.
Amen.
I have hope. I don't have a maybe so, I have a no so.
Amen.
Oh, dear friends, how wonderful it is to know whom that it is you serve, and praise God who that it is that you belong to.
Amen. Thank you.
You see, He died for a purpose. He hung there on Calvary's tree. Oh, and He cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You see, Jesus went to the lowest, those that you and I could have the best.
Amen.
We sometimes don't think about that. We take so much for granted in this life. We sometimes fail to see, comprehend, and realize the purpose of His life, His death, and praise God, His resurrection. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, die, is that it?" No! Praise be to God! If you know Jesus Christ, it's just the beginning.
Amen.
And I think about all the anguish and the pain and the hurt that we suffer in this whole life. And I thought about John the Revelator in Revelation chapter number 21 and verse number 4. Listen to what John would write with these Spirit-inspired words. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Because of the purpose of what He did. He died so that we could live. But you see, so many of us, they are not living. What are we doing? We're existing.
That's right.
We're going through the motions. You go to many houses of worship today and hit ain't nothing but 3 points in a prayer. And it's a program thing. And if the Spirit of God got unleashed, it'd scare most of them to death. But I'm thankful today that we have a Lord who loves us and fulfills us with His passion that enables us to reign and to praise and to give glory to His name in the midst of His hellish world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
His purpose was for us to live. I don't know about you, but I've lived today. I've lived today. I can leave here today and say it's been good to be in the house of God. I'm thankful today for what that I have. Are you? If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you don't have hope. You don't have peace. And you don't realize or can embrace the purpose of His death. But when you look to Him with eyes of faith and to know that you're a sinner in need of a Savior. And you accept that our Lord and Savior came, died, and was crucified, and arose on that third and appointed day, then you can understand that purpose and be able to embrace that love. You see, there's a lot of things I don't know. But there's one thing that I do know. He came for me.
Amen.
And He came for you. I think about me and old Lonnie sometimes. If we were the only two old scoundrels on this face of the earth, He would have still come. He would have still come. You know why? Because He loves us. He loves you today. He cares for you today. You say, well, brother, I'm going through a lot right now. There's just so much going on in my life. I just don't know where to turn. Well, dear friends, there's many, many times in my life I ain't know where to turn, but I know who to turn to.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet.